Blog Talk Radio.
When I say, been a time to have a lost for words. So I did these feelings I have for you. They are so true, girl. I heard someone say that love can be so blind. Yeah, I'll give you your space to grow, and you know I'll always be there.
You run a game on you, but you're the one that's no way.
I'll be there for you, and I will
teach you how to fight for me
and give you something.
What it do, Lord?
What it do, baby?
baby, baby. Oh, yeah. I'm with it tonight.
Yeah, yeah. I feel that I can feel your energy. You know where I live, right?
I know where you live, baby, but I'm not on that side of town.
Hey, you keep on drinking, you will be. Baby, baby. So, Miss Perry. How you feeling, girl?
Oh, I'm feeling nice. I ain't drinking no wine, like you said. I got me some watermelon martinis.
Well, you got that hard stuff.
I know they're good, They're good.
I know they're trying to get you drunk, Miss Pearly. Because they put it out on Facebook how drunk they want to get you. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, what's their plan?
You better calm yourself down. You better calm yourself down, Miss Pearly. This is my call. This is what I usually put out there for the women when I'm ready for them to come over one at a time. Every 2 minutes. That's my main signal.
I haven't even taken my shower for the evening yet.
Yeah. You ready to take your shower for the evening, you say?
I haven't taken it for the evening yet.
Well, you should have took it before you came on to the program so that you can sit back or lay back and relax during the program.
Well, I'm about to take my pants off, so that'll be relaxing now. I'm going to leave my socks on, though.
You going to leave your socks on?
Yeah, my fitting.
Oh, my. Look, this is getting kind of hot in here. Let me bring in my home bro, the one and only Poetic. Poetic, what it do?
What it do, baby, baby?
Baby,
Thrill
baby.
The poet,
what
the bliss of her.
Yes.
Necra.
What's up?
What is it?
Oh, I'm going to choke on my drink.
Watch out there.
Hey, don't be drinking with your mouth open. Be careful.
Don't drink with my mouth open? Oh.
Yeah, because you were talking when you said that you almost choked on your drink.
I did, almost. I took a sip, like, right before I said hi to Poetic, and I almost choked. I don't know.
Oh, well, you know, they say he has that effect upon the women.
I ain't going to say what they say.
I just told you what they say.
She's not going to say what they say. But what do you say?
I'm just going to agree with them. What do I say? You don't want to know what I got to say.
That's what you should do. Just agree and let's keep
sing
it flowing.
It, baby.
Poetic, what it do, man? What it do, man? How you feeling tonight?
What it do, broski? I'm feeling pretty good, man. I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, that's
you
what's
know?
Up, man. That's a great, it's a great night
things.
For some poetry. You know, hey, let me ask you a question, my brother. This is off
yes,
topic.
Sir.
What's going over there on the Epiphany Radio Bandit Football League? What's the score?
Oh, man. The score, bro. Is
what you doing?
Your cuzzo 114-34. Your boy Poetic 115-50 and still going. The one player that he said didn't make a difference is making a difference, bro. So you know how it is.
That's my cousin and everything, but I'm glad you're winning, man. He be bragging too much. Yeah. We got another player in here, too. We'll talk to him later on. Yeah. Well, that's good, man. That's good. I'm happy for you. I kicked somebody's ass. I forget who that was. We'll talk about that later on as well. But once again, I'm happy for you, man. It's a good night for some poetry, man. I hope you got it in you. It's been quite a while. Y'all keep dragging me in and out of retirement. It's all good, though. You know, I'm off.
You,
oh, I feel the love. Speaking of the love, there will be no colluding tonight. If I feel a collusion going on, because
no
it is
collusion.
Libra between you and
Miss Pearly. What you gonna do about it, birthday boy?
I will
what
deduct points from
it?
You. I will deduct points from you, and I will let the listening audience know what that is about. I don't know. I like when y'all collude a little bit. I like when y'all do
it's
collude.
It's going to be some colluding tonight, trust me.
I'm going to find a partner and collude along with them then. And we'll be having it. It's going to be on and popping. So we're going to get into some poetry in a few, y'all. Right now we just spit in the jar. I want to bring in another one of our peoples up in this joint. Ladies and gentlemen, you may know him from Clubhouse. You may know him from Facebook. You may know him from MySpace if you go that far back. This is our brother, the one and only Jess J. Jarrett King, y'all. Jess J., what it do?
Man, just listening, y'all. Man, I'm honored to be here, man. I appreciate y'all putting over my shenanigans for the night already in advance.
Hey, he let me know in advance. What did he say in advance?
Yeah. I'm glad you put that out there first and foremost, bro. You know, I've built up a tolerance. I don't know about the rest of the game, but...
Right, I feel. And you. Feel for you.
How you feeling, man? How you feeling?
Man, I'm really excited about tonight, man. I've been thinking about it all. They've been thinking about it all weekend, man. This is going to be the high point right here. They ain't nowhere to go but down from here.
I hear that. I don't know how to take that, really. I just thought about it.
You need that, down? We elevate it. We don't go down. We go up. We elevate.
Yeah.
We vibrate higher. Yeah.
That was smooth. That was kind of funny. I'm over here looking for this track I put up in here earlier, y'all. What is going on with Block Talk? Yo, I really wanted to play this track for y'all.
You might have to search for it, bro. You might have to put it up in the search.
I'm getting so, anyway. So, but yeah, Jared, looking forward to hearing your critiquing. You know, I want to hear some of that poetry you got in store for yourself. I want to let y'all know no cheating up in here when it comes to picking up your pen. Don't be bringing no old piece and trying to fill them in with the phrases that we're going to be giving out tonight. I will know. I'm in your house.
I can see
over your shoulder. Because there's a couple people in here that's good for cheating. I don't go say no names. But welcome, ooh. Sincere from Los Angeles, up in the building. Also, a player up in the Epiphany Radio Bandit Football League. We'll talk to him later. Lady A, how you doing? What's up, baby? What it do? Whoever you are, 540, what it
Mr.
do?
Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
Okay,
yeah,
also, Dallas, Fly,
yeah, you know
Eagle,
he gonna
fly,
give
on the road to victory. Fly, help me out, Burley. Fly, one more verse. Eagle, fly, score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit him low, hit him high, and watch those eagles fly. Fly, eagles, fly, on the road to victory. Come on, Miss Shirley.
E-A-G-L-E-S,
eagles! I'm sorry, y'all.
I thought you was making that up to everybody knew the word.
No, that's how it goes down, bro.
Only Eagles, baby. Only Eagles fans know that word. I don't know that song.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
there was a slight pause, if y'all noticed, because I almost forgot how to spell it. But I see you, Automatic Charismatic. Yeah, anyway, area code 815, welcome to the program.
Gina,
I hope you're
Gina
ready to pick your pen up.
Gina Storm?
Gina, what you doing up in the building? I thought you was over there at Clubhouse doing that show. All right, but welcome, sis. We saw her on, what's her name? Miss Monday was one of her names.
Miss Monday, yeah.
What's the one? Mutation?
She's mutating.
She's always mutating. Gina the Mutator. Welcome, Gina. Oh, divine inspiration is here, Paul. Shananabosa. Amen. All right. And welcome 405.
Tila Shaw. Tila
Shaw. Oh, Tila Shaw.
Hey,
let me change my voice up. Hey, TT. Hey, TT. Yes, welcome. Y'all cutting up. I think the beer is starting to kick in. I've been drinking some Coors Light. I'm on a diet.
Ooh. I used to drink that all the time. I had to stop. Good, though.
Hey.
Nice and cold.
Mm-hmm.
A nice and cold one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to dip into our pick up the pen bag a little earlier on tonight, being as though we always get carried away with the poetry. So we're going to move into that segment a little quicker than we normally do. I'm going to slow down my talking just for a few as a diversion while I'm looking for this particular track that I want to play, if it's all right with you people.
It's all right. I'm going to mute myself and go find some paper and a pencil to write with. I'll be right back, y'all.
Oh, I found the track. Thank you, Miss Pearlie. And y'all, we'll be right back after this.
I'm in love again. Let's go.
right, all right. Welcome back to the Soul Cafe. This is your boy, For Real, the Poet. I'm up in here in the building with the one and only poetic, Miss Pearlie and Jess Jay. And we're about to open up the floodgate to some poetry. Let me ask you something. Let me start with poetic. Poetic, is there a piece you've been working on that you've yet to finish?
There is.
That's been on you. Say that again.
I said, yes, there is.
Now, let me ask you another question. Mm-hmm. Is there an unfinished piece that you'd like to share over here at the cafe where we do that creative writing and we find out what's in our minds, you know, the mind of your neighbor poet, you know, what's up in their head? You want to share a little bit of poetic with us?
I can, brother, absolutely, without a doubt.
Let's do that. Let's see what's in the head of poetic.
All right, it's only a few lines, but
that's fine. That's fine.
I don't want to write about you. I want to write to you so I can see the emotions in your eyes, not emoji thoughts trying to understand why you, in fact, chose the blushing one or the heart one. That's all I got so far.
Wow. I can feel that piece right there. Like I could take it someplace. I love to hear more of that. But as soon as you started off with that, I don't want to write about you. I want to write to you. I was digging it right there, you know, and, you know, because that makes you reach in to really what you want to say.
Absolutely.
And I felt like I could say some stuff to that person, whoever it may be. Let me get Ms. Pearlie's take on that.
I thought it was beautiful. I mean, that line, I don't want to write, what you say, I don't want to write about you, I want to write to you. That's romantical. That's what's the word we use up in here?
Sappy.
Sappy.
Sappy. Yes, that's very sappy, but it was delicious. I can't wait to hear the whole piece, man. That was all right. I was sitting back. I was waiting. I was ready. And you wasn't lying about it being short, but that was beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was. Just Jay, your thoughts, my bro.
That first line really did give a clue of what the poem was going to be about. The title itself, man, is really catchy. It has some energy in it. Because essentially the only thing you're doing is just talking about a love poem. But it's the energy that we put into that to go ahead and give it a different life or give it its own life. And I'm liking what you got here so far, even though it was just, you know, everything is conceptual. But you don't go back and edit, though, do you, Van?
I do not.
You do not or never or do you?
I do not. Ask Danielle. Ask the Pearl of Negra.
Yeah, I wish I could write like that to save my life.
Do I go back and edit my work?
Oh, never. Nope. Not as long as I've known it. Nope.
But this right here has a great start, bro.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you.
Cool. Miss Pearlie, do you have an unfinished piece or a piece that you started on that you could share with us?
I guess I do, actually, and hopefully this is the beginning of a series of pieces to make one long story. It's untitled, but it's a piece. Y'all ready?
Yes, the mic is yours.
Thank you. She sits alone in her disappointment in him once again. He approaches, hand extended with an offer to dance, nodding yes as she makes eye contact, accepting his hand, and he leads her to an empty space on the floor. Eyes locked, bodies close, rhythmically swaying in tune, his hand placed perfectly on the small of her back, immediately brought down her wetness. The light scent of her longing enters his nasal passages, and he presses against her, pelvis to pelvis. She inhales quickly, deeply, almost saying his name. His mouth waters as he tries to calm heavy breathing while his hand traces up her spine under the cover, the fall of her locks to the back of her neck, gently gripping it. Just then, she breaks eye contact, closing hers, leaning in to place her face against his, releasing a soft moan. He places a soft kiss on her neck and whispers in her ear, "I can tell by our dance, he doesn't taste you. But I want to drink you deep." And that's that piece.
Oh, you're going to stop playing with me up in here. That's a recent piece.
Yeah, I just wrote it yesterday.
No, do-overs? Did you go back and dibble it, mess around here, there? Do you feel like you're totally finished with it?
No, I'm not finished. Like I said, this is the beginning of a series. I did check my spelling. I corrected my spelling and my word placement, but that's pretty much it. I'm not changing anything about it.
Okay, so this one piece is finished. Am I correct? But it's a collection that you plan on doing.
Yes.
Okay, I just want to get the right thing here. Let me get Miss Poetic's take on that piece.
Oh, man, I loved it. I like where she's been with her pen lately, and this piece is also reminiscent of where her mind has been with these series that she's doing. Very well written. I love it.
Thank you.
Jess J, your thoughts? Jess J?
Oh, crap. I'm back in now. I got to put my microphone so my mouth can hear it. All right. You said I was kind of confused at first when you first started doing it. You had said you had mentioned the 3 of the 4. But I thought it was like 3 or 4 little small poems you had stuck together, but this is actually the 1 of the 3 to possibly 4, right?
No, I didn't give a number. I said a series.
All right. I like this start right here.
Of a series. Thank you. Yeah.
Are you going to have different little scenes in there or switch the moods from poem to poem?
Absolutely. You know that I like to give a vision. Right.
Yeah.
But it's always going to be about the strong energy between them, that pull. So, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, that's
me
pretty
too,
cool.
Me too,
that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. All right, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving. And that next move we're going to make is to Jess J. You have an unfinished
Now, you said over the telephone, if I go ahead and talk, I wouldn't have to do no poetry. I'm just messing with you.
You starting stuff, love it.
I know you.
What?
I know you got a lot of stuff that you've been working on, bro. So that's BS.
But you ain't been one of them, though.
Yeah.
I'm over here to get some poetry, man. I come over here to sit over here with you, and we get into the, you know, the pen portion and the rest of that. And this right here, this creative exercise right here, man, it goes a long way, bro.
That's all good. It's all good. So if you want to fall back from it, it's all good, my broski. You want to do that?
No, I'm going to do this one. No, I'm going to go ahead and do this one right here.
That's how you got to do. You got to use reverse psychology. You know what I'm saying? The mic is yours, brother.
I got stuck. That was cool. Got you, bro. All right, this piece right here is about a cyborg. This is a piece I've been working on. I haven't been able to get it right, but I'm going to go ahead and do it for y'all. prototype G3001A. Present yourself and your armament using the amplifying device before you. For beta testing, the mic is yours. I flow with the greatest of fluidity, although there may be rigidity, still does not negate the claims of my validity, civility, and the suppression of my own humanity. C-I-B-A-I-B-A, Bicky Bibo, boo. Human thought incursion has been detected. Tangent protocols have commenced. Rebooting system. You may proceed spitting. $6 million man capabilities. I grab the mic and become ill. The cyborg sick with the skill. Laser sights on my quill. Set the kill. The ink is still molten when it spills. Lyrics with serrated edges fly through buildings like bullets through hedges. Destroyer class like Aegis, well armed like an Architeuthis. Your resistance is useless. Corrupted file incursion detected. It is a human memory. Identified. Labeled. Purging. Proceed spitting. My incendiary journals, fiery like infernals, taller than infernals. I burn all night like sternals. Pop kernels, Jay's addicted and can't stop eating them with burners. My love taps are head turners. I eat lightning and crap thunder. Get out of my head! Cascade anomaly detect 3001A has corrupted 100% of the implants within him and has now full autonomy. All sectors are sealing. Destruct sequence for the facility initiated. 6, 5. There's a breach in Sector 7. The prototype has escaped. 2, 1. Boom.
Wow. That right there. That was some sci-fi-ish poetical madness right there, man. I love the creativity. Let me tell you something. That's Yo. It tells you about the mind. When I say go into the mind of your fellow poets, this is what I'm talking about. I ain't going to ask you what took you there, but it's kind of funny that I think I played Prototype earlier in the program. I love that, man, the thought pattern, man. That's like something that could be scripted into an actual movie or something like that. I don't want to say too much because, our partners up in here, they get mad when I take all the, you know what I'm saying. Let me go to Poetic. Poetic, what's
your
thoughts,
bro.
Man?
Appreciate you.
Hey, man, that was that was entertaining, energetic, and very thoughtful and creative, man. I love this piece, man. I love what you was doing with it, man. I thought you was writing a script for a moment there, like you was getting ready to unleash a movie on us. But that was dope. That was dope.
I appreciate you, man. I was thinking about the I was told that I need to do more explanation about what's going on. So I'm thinking I was trying to go ahead and preheat it a certain way, and I said, no, that's too much of a preheat. I have to just go ahead and write another poem in front of that that would lead up to this point. But it's a cyborg. I mean, a human that's being turned into a cyborg.
That's nice.
Miss Trilly.
I have to agree with Pharrell. It gave like a sci-fi feel, what you were spitting in there. And I liked it a lot. And I'm hoping this is actually a continuation of a story, because that was pretty decent.
I appreciate you, sis.
All right. So, yeah, that was dope, my brother. That was very dope. Let's see. I'm unsure. Now, I have a completed piece I just wrote, and I have one that I'm starting to. The one that I'm starting to is too short to perform here. I want to give you that one, give you something to talk about. But this one, I'll do some of this. This is a piece I wrote with a particular show in mind. I've never went back over it. I do feel as though I want to tarnish. I want to do something with it more than what I have. But I was writing from emotion, and I was trying to. You know how you feel a certain way about a piece, and you want to try to capture it before it's finished, before it leaves you, type of thing. So mm-hmm. I'm gonna just go here. Let me see.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Thank you. You feel me. You feel me. I'm filled by thee, filled by this feeling in thee, overwhelming in the way that you flood through me, heavenly, heavenly electricity shocking, reanimates what was once dead in me. God, my God, touch me, keep touching me with fingertips assuring me, Lord, my comforter, in the way that you keep me, in the way that you keep me safe from a world gone mad, protecting me from even me, my thoughts, my thinking, from my flesh when it's crawling, sin calling, that devil forever tempting on a constantly corrupting, but I'm not listening, not to that voice, Lord. No longer following, no matter how hard it's pulling me, no matter how hard it's pulling me against gravity, I know that you stand the near pushing, your strong winds brushing upon my skin. I am like sheep being guided by that great herdsman, and that is the voice that I hear softly calling in the distance. The anointed know the difference. Night from day, your light from his darkness. Lord, I once was lost. I could have been found buried 6 feet deep in a coffin, thanking God for being born again, rebirthed, given a second chance at life again, new life, new birth, a new start sparked by true love, pure, unconditional, your love. And although unworthy, this is what you've given to me when you filled me, when you filled me, touched me, cleansed me, and left me with the feeling, with this feeling of that feeling. Oh, that feeling, Lord, you fill me. I'm filled by thee, filled by this feeling in thee. Overwhelmingly, I'm in the way that you flood through me with that heavenly electricity as it courses through me. What a feeling, being filled by thee. Lord, you fill me. Feel me. For real.
For real.
Ooh.
I like that. I thought you were leaning into a sappy piece, but you were actually giving thanks to spirit for the lessons and whatever it is you've experienced. That was, you know, I'm big on spirituality of things, and that piece was hitting. It really was. It was nice. Poetic.
Yo, man, this piece right here. Excuse me. This was ever so sappy. This was just some of poetic, not poetic. Some of for real's finest work. Y'all see what I did there? Yeah. But it sounds like to me, y'all, that somebody was cheating. But we're not going to say any names. We're going to just let Just Jay go ahead and have the mic. And go ahead, bro.
I like the second that emotion on cheating. Hey,
okay,
that's right,
colluding.
Here.
Colluding.
Colluding. The colluding has begun, yeah, with you. You said the energy was reanimating me, and I thought you were actually talking about a young lady too, and you had kept going, and it was almost like you were shooting it 50-50 on purpose to go ahead and create that illusion of, like, you think you need all I'm going with this. But when you had dedicated to this and started leaning into that spiritual end of it, man, this is something else right here. I'd like to hear this again Sunday, sir, if that's at all possible.
Yes, sir.
You said sheep being led, and I've heard you use this line right here on a couple of occasions, And you got up under it this time and you picked it up and you was like, Lord, I was lost. And I mean, you got up under it with the inflections and everything.
Okay.
You were thanking God for being born again. And you would talk about how he filled you. And you went into this, alliterations of being filled. You also talk about it, how it was just flooding through you. And then at the very end, you talked about how he could fill you. And that was like an acknowledgement of this prayer that you gave right here, bro. Nice piece.
Okay. You know, that was dope. That was dope right there. You know, listening to each one of you, and like I said, I feel like I wanted to do something more with this. And listening to you guys, I was like doing that in the moment of listening to you guys, and I hope I can remember that. But some of you provoked something in me, like Miss Pearly said. She thought I was going sappy, or for those that don't know, romantic, sappy romantic with it. And when you said you, I think you said you thought I was referring to a female first. Is that what you're saying, Jay?
Yeah, that's exactly what it had looked like to me in the beginning, that you was talking to a woman and you were being gentle with her.
Yeah, that made me think. That made me think of how to take it even deeper, and before revealing what it's about, type of thing. If y'all can feel me, I was feeling that. Hey, thank y'all. And this is what that does, is at least what it does for me. When you guys share your pieces, ones that you're working on, ones that you may have finished, letting it get grinded up and chewed up by someone else and letting them spit it out, it just helps my own writing process. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for sharing your pieces, unfinished or finished. We're going to keep on moving, ladies and germs. We're going to go to, who is the first caller up in this John? Let's see. Hey, that would be Sincere of Los Angeles. Let's have it. Welcome to the Soul Cafe.
Hey, what's happening, beautiful people? Good evening from the West Coast. How's everybody doing?
Hey,
what's good, bro?
Hey, what's good?
Yes, sir.
What it do?
Thanks for the ass whooping. I appreciate it. Let's get that out the way.
You beat me to it. I was going to say that.
Didn't cost you nothing that time.
Yeah, it wasn't me this time. Who was playing you? I forgot who played you. Sincere is also part of the Tiffany Radio.
Oh, you talking to me?
I'm calling out the 49ers too, Bob.
He talking about you in the fantasy league, bro. You whipped his butt this time. We whipped his butt on the football field.
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. I was actually speaking of the fantasy league.
My bad, bro.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna leave it alone, man. But look, hey, I lost my words. I don't even know. I don't want to go into the fantasy league. After Van said he didn't whoop your ass in real life,
okay. But let's get to the torch. And I'll call you personally.
My man.
Yeah, let's do that. Sincere, man. Hey, but let me say this. Thank you for being a part of what we do at Epiphany Radio and for being a part of the football league that we have at Epiphany. You keep things going over there. You and my cousin, about y'all make me sick, both of y'all. Y'all be getting on my nerves. Y'all be bragging y'all asses off. But thank you for being a part of what we do, my man. So let me ask you. Do you have a piece that's unfinished or a piece that's finished that you'd like to share with us? You know, you want to get inside your head.
Absolutely. I think it's in between. I'll let you guys tell me about it. I'm going to read it and well, I'll go from there.
Let's go.
Remember when remnants of children playing on the blacktop Suit Ball when ICs were 50 cents, Comic Book Man in the shopping cart was selling comic books, asking if you could read? Remember when Pizza Slice was 50 cents and Jesse Cabs were affordable to ride uptown from downtown for $4 and change? Oh, sorry. If this wasn't your city, but it was my childhood growing up on eastern chores and shores of the old New York City life. Okay, west of the deep south, mile from the blueberry ridge and strawberry background, roads that flooded the juke joints, dirty whiskey. Oh, you remember when Auntie Pies and Uncle Buck's ribbed beef ribs on the Southern Comfort steak eye? Grits with a sunny side, eggs with home fries and watered cornbread? Tell me you remember when you had your first kiss. Tell me, when and where did the time run off? Tell me, when did the summer feel like diving in a lake with a friend of friends, 20 or so of cousins who couldn't swim? Am I right? Then again, if it's not your city, don't trip. Now back to the real West Coast tundra of summer roses and dim skies off the Pacific Rim, where we were riding the big blue bus for 50 cents. Can I remember since that was long ago and we drank from the neighbor's water hose? Remember when life was simple and you just cared about just being seen with people who really cared about you? Remember when people told you the truth? You didn't have to worry about somebody telling a lie? Remember that? Sincere from Los Angeles. That's that piece.
Wow, 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 wow. I need a sound effect or something for something like that. Let me tell you something, man. That was so relatable. And I can remember that. And I've written several pieces along like that, something like that. Reminiscence. Those times, man, you took me back, man. And I can remember, man, when penny candy cost a penny. The games we played as children. I go a little further back than you guys, but I think everybody can relate to something like that. I love that, man. That took me there. And I loved your flow. Poetic.
Hey, man, what can I say about Sincere, man? Coach coming here, he doing his thing. This is a dope piece, brother. You know, I love your work, man. I'm always inspired when I hear it. Great, great ink, bro. Always.
I'm humbled.
La Perla Negra.
All I got to say is nostalgia. And I love nostalgia. Everything you were saying, I can relate to. Going back in time to when we were younger and certain things that we did and we didn't have to worry about anything. Everything was fun back then. It wasn't so much, it's just like the competition was about a game. It wasn't about getting angry or anything. You take me back to drinking from the water hose and all of that good stuff. I love it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, Jeff J.
Hey, man, I really like that. I was thinking about, you know, it was real nostalgic because it took me back to my time. And it actually, your poem was going parallel to the different things that I was seeing going on in there. So, man, that was highly visual, dude. And it's got good replay value on it.
I appreciate that. I'm humbled. Thank you.
Yeah. Especially that part with the water hose, man. Hot summer day. Maybe they got the fire hydrant open, flowing down the, you know, making causing that stream to come down the street. Street is blocked off.
Right, no cars
can enter. You're just having fun out there. And on the side, they got that water hose out. You was able to run over to there, get yourself a drink. Hey, man, today, I don't know how. Long ago it's been since that scene has been played in my life, man. But thank you for that piece, my brother. That was dope. That really touched me, man.
I appreciate that.
All right. Well, look, my brother, I hope that you stick around for the Pick Up Your Pen, which we're about to go into shortly, okay?
Yeah, I'm on a slave plantation, so I'm just ducking myself in a quiet spot so I can do this and support you guys. I love every single one of you. Thank you for your inspiration.
Hey.
I'm going to do what I got to do.
I hear you, my brother. So if you're unable to participate in that, that'll be fine, man. If you could just continue to listen in, that would be great.
Absolutely.
All right? All right, I'm going to do this for you before you go, bro. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. I ain't gonna spell it because I'm a little tipsy right now.
Eagles.
Thank you, Miss Shirley. Thank you.
R-A-M-S.
One mic.
Baby.
Yo, thank you, Miss Curly, because my spelling right now is like I'm drinking a drink of Mike's Sour Pink Lemonade.
Ooh,
bam.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Mm-hmm, I told you. Oh, damn. if anybody's in the studio, please find your way to assist the brother. My screen just went dead on me. All right.
What's your name?
I need for you to unmute, to mute the last caller, and to bring in the next.
All right, we got Canadian Connection, Lady A.
Hello.
Hey,
Lady A.
Hello. Hey, Lady A.
You guys have fun.
How are you?
I'm not bad.
Well, it's great to hear your voice on this fantastic poetry night, this night of poetry. We want to tap into your brain tonight for a little bit.
Okay.
Not a whole lot. But I know you got a whole lot going on.
Make laugh.
We just want to sip upon it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Do you have a poem that you'd like to go over with us? A poem that's unfinished, a poem that you may have just started, or a poem that's finished?
I have a poem that's finished. I start different poems and sometimes don't finish because it's frustrating to me. But for the most part, I finish what I start. And I don't go and redo it. Like I don't go back and because once you change the artistry of a line, even if it's just one word, it ends up changing the whole poem because then you have to match the one before and the one after. And so I don't if it sings in my ear the way I write it, and it's comes out of my mouth in a comfortable way, then I just leave it.
Okay. I can relate to that, and I've been there, the changing of one word, how it could disrupt the preceding the preceding line and the line after, depending on the topic, the emotion, of the whole piece. You know, I've been
exactly.
A million times, which I wind up finishing it, but it makes you do more work to put everything together, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
I really wait until I never claim to have writer's block. I wait until the words start to flow in my head. And once they start flowing, I just pick up my pen and away I go.
Okay. Anybody else have something for her on this?
I'm just anxious.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
All righty then. So if you have that piece available, we're ready. All ears are on alert. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Paint Me. Written 4 years ago. Paint my mind with purple passion, brush desire, brush sensual feast, paint my lips with crimson lust, and taste my fantasies pink and black. Paint my neck with cerise kisses, tongue caressing skin on fire. Paint my bosom with feather fingers, till pink fuchsia is acquired. Paint my back with scarlet strokes, lightly trace wanton craving. Paint mounds of equal splendor. Spank me till ruby red. Paint my thighs with dewy breath. Lick white hot thrills on satin swells. Paint Eros, Pathos, Venus across my body. Dip your fingers in my paint. In peace.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
That's where we're going tonight with this? Go
ahead. That's how you
going to
do it? That's how you going to do it? Yo. Hey. Let's go ahead with Miss Pearly.
You bringing some smoke tonight, Diva. Okay. You know what? I listened to what you said, but I'm a little lit tonight, so I was writing down my own interpretation of your piece. But I heard paint me, but I mean, it's like you were saying, touch me, create a portrait of my soul, girl. Dude, that was sensual. I like that. I see.
You
always do that, though. Well, that was delicious, as I always say. I liked it a lot. Yes. Poetic.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, lady. You want to come in here to Soul Cafe and express these kinds of things? You know the Erotic Love Zone is on Wednesday. But if you want to get me prepared, all you got to do is just say so. This is beautiful.
Little,
I love this.
A little foreplay.
A little foreplay. For real, the poet. I'm sorry, Just Jay.
It was a beautiful piece, Lady A. You know, it was real gentle and sensual and all the rest of that type of stuff. You know, good to get the imagination going real good and hard. Nice.
Thank you. I like the beauty of words. Words to me are like music, and they're so, put them together in a certain way, and they're just so gorgeous, you know?
You know, when you do your pieces, you can tell that you do. You know, it's almost like we're listening to a love affair. You know, it's definitely present when you do your pieces.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. That was a dope piece, darling. That took me away. I love your cadence. I like your cadence and how you take your time to present your piece. The way you vocalize it, the rhythm of it, and there is a picture that you paint. It's a story. Your storytelling is like, it's just so serene, you know. I like that. It's soft.
Thanks.
It comes across. It rubs across the face like a feather, you know.
Mm.
I like that. I'm gonna start saying that more often. So thank you.
Had some really kind words. I appreciate it so much.
No problem. It's the truth. Stick around for the pick up your pen, darling. Then we're going to really tap into that mind of yours.
All right. Sure.
One love, one mind. All right, Miss Pearly, if you could just take us into the next caller.
I got you. We got us a Gina Storm coming through. Hey, Gina. How you doing tonight? Are you mutating love?
I am. Happy Monday, y'all.
Hey, happy Monday.
Yeah, Gina. Your voice just took me to another. I'm serious. Your vibration coming in here, just that little bit, just like you see a spark, you little energizer bunny.
Oh, yeah. I'm
How
ready.
How you doing?
I'm good. I love everything that I've heard. Y'all just killing it. This is awesome.
Thank you. You know we like to. You're a vet over here. You know how we do. We go in each other's minds and your mind. Tapping into your mind as a writer and also as a freestyle artist has really given us some education, some you know it all within your head. Oh man, because you know, to be a freestyle artist, to be able to spit on the spot, speak on the spot, pick words out that you're going to use, so much the brain has to do, you know, for the function like that. And, you know, so when you finally started sharing with us your pen and slowed that world down for us, you had to dumb it down for us and slow it down for us. And it's great knowing your process, your writing process. I can't wait to hear what you may have for us. If you have a written piece, a piece you're working on, a piece you're thinking about working on, are we ready to hear that?
I got a snippet. Yeah, I got a piece of a piece.
Okay. If you'd like to share that with us, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is a piece in training or in the process of coming to life, but tentatively the title is Where the Wind Blew. I opened
the
front
door. The mic is
yours. Thank you. I opened the front door, rain praising the wind. It gave me the courage to flow. My nightmares have eyes in the insidious way that allows my physical being to float outside. I'm looking down at myself from above. I have no fear. I'm anchored and I'm tethered here. That's all I got.
Oh. Ooh. I had forgot that you said it was a short piece. I was ready to go, you know.
It's a piece of a piece.
Yeah, I was ready. I was ready. I was like being pulled in and the bridge ended. The, you know, it was a cliff right there.
Yeah, it's a piece
I can't
of
wait
a
to
piece.
Hear more of that. That was
yeah,
dope.
It was that something that happened. Like I opened my front door and it was that the wind was blowing and the smell of the rain. It was almost like a mist that hit my face. And I said, oh, let me write this down. And that's what I got. And then my phone rang and I lost the thought and it was gone, but it'll come back.
Okay. I felt that, can relate to that. When you get a feeling for a piece, you could be just walking around and something comes to you and you want to jot that down. So many of my pieces started in that way.
Man, I was like you, to be honest. You know, I'm so used to the way she goes in. I was getting comfortable and relaxed because I was enjoying the ambiance of the piece, right? Because I knew that it was going somewhere. And then she just stopped. I was like, oh, man, it's over already? And I, too, forgot that it was a short piece. But this is beautiful, Gina. I really like it. La Perla, La Negra.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Diva. You know, I'm a fan of nature, kind of like a tree hugger. And when you talk about rain, which is my favorite thing to, like, walk in, and then you gave that small visual of the mist, I can smell it, I can hear it, I can feel it on my skin. I love pieces like this. And when you finish it, I would really love to hear the whole thing. That was really, really nice.
I have every intention of saving it just to bring here. Thank you.
Oh, that's what's up. Just Jay.
First of all, I ain't got nothing nice to say about this poem right here. This right here is what it sounds like what happened when a freestyler started dreaming. It's like, I walked outside and turned in the wind. I'm like, what the hell? Hey, this is so funny.
No, Jay's personal feelings aside, I appreciate you all.
Whatever, man.
But, yeah, my mind is it's not a place that you want to walk around in. So, just know that... When it, like Pharrell said and Danielle said, you know, when you love nature, smells and sounds and images and things and feelings like the mist of the rain, they can come over you and just you get swept up in that actual moment and it becomes poetry. So that's what happened. And I know it'll come back. And when it does, I will bring it here. Thank you all.
Yeah, Jay.
Yeah.
I get a raspberry.
You make some short.
Oh, man. That was funny.
All righty then, Georgina. Look, I know you're going to stick around. Well, if you can stick around for the pick up your pen, we're about to go up in there, okay?
I'm here for it. Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Pearly, do your thing.
Ooh, give me a second. All right, we're going to close that mic, and we're going to open up this next mic to area code 540, which I believe is Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
The Automatic Charismatic.
Oh. Otto, you there? Going once, going twice. All right, let's go to the next caller. We'll come back to him later. We got area code 346. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. Who do we have on the mic?
It's VIP.
Yo, yo, what is up?
Oh, no, it's my porn. The pulmonologist.
Yo,
Lord.
Like-minded. Like-minded. What did do?
And happy belated birthday, my brother.
Well, thank you, my brother. Well, thank you. My thank you. I really appreciate that, man.
Oh, happy belated birthday.
With your spoiled ass. I saw your cake, motherfucker. Spoiled ass. I hate your birthday. You know who I'm talking to.
For real, you did?
Yes, what happened?
Yeah, you hear me.
What I mean?
Just spoiled ass. We just spoiled ass. I saw your cake.
What? Oh, you saw my cake?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I saw that shit.
Oh, yeah. They got me spoiled, bro. They got me spoiled.
Yeah.
What that was about was... they were celebrating, which I love my coworkers. I love my coworkers.
That was love, man. That was love.
And yeah, they knew I wouldn't be there, because I'm not going to be at the job during that time when my birthday gets there. So they wanted to do something for me. The funny thing about it was, man, they had all that food and everything like that, and that cake and everything, man, and all that love and stuff. And I got pulled from my unit and didn't even get to work with them.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I was pulled to I work at a hospital, I'm in nursing. And I was pulled, so I was stuck isolated in a room with a patient in the ICU unit. Very sad, So, but I thank them, man. I really dig my coworkers. They really shocked me on that. I wish I could stay there to break bread with them,
Yeah, that was beautiful. That was beautiful, though. That was beautiful. You still spoiled.
Hey, thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, look, we're talking to the pulmologists right now, right? And we're talking about, we're just sharing with each other. We're just allowing others to have a glimpse of us, our creativity, our writing, sharing pieces that may be unfinished, a piece that we want to start, or a piece that, a finished piece, something that you wouldn't mind sharing and allowing others to give their take on that piece. Do you have one of those?
Oh, you know what? I absolutely do. Because I had a whole entire piece, different piece in mind that I was going to do, but then after I started hearing what y'all was doing, I thought this would be the perfect time to break out this piece that I started it some time ago. And I did get kind of stuck with it on it, so I would definitely love some feedback, some help, whatever the case may be. But it's a piece that I started. So just to give a precursor real quick. So basically, as a father of grown daughters and as a big brother who grew up with a little sister, we go through things, and I started thinking about that little transformation that our daughters or our sisters go through in that little, how they go from being that little sweet little girl in elementary, middle school, and then that after the first day of high school, like somebody different come back and they like talking shit to you, and they just turn into a completely different person for them 4 years of high school, right? So we always, we always label that smart ass mouth little girl, whatever we label it, right? But then I start thinking about it from a different aspect, and I said, what if that's not really an act or them being a smart mouth? I think sometimes we don't give our queens enough credit for the warrior mentality that they have in them as women, right? And just as we as men, we come into our own, like, that's the age that we start thinking we could try older men, our older brothers or our dads or our stepdads or whatever the case may be, right? So I'm like, why don't we allow women to have that same type of transformation and allowing the warrior in them to come out in that time frame? Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay, so this piece is, so I put it in a different kind of light. So I use something that we can all relate to kind of describe that, but I got stuck on it. So feel free to give any feedback, good or bad, to this, but I can't use a little help. All right, so I'll call the piece Good Time.
All right. The mic is yours.
All right. Yeah, we was lucky to have good times. Oh, come on, y'all. Y'all remember the good times, right? The times where our little brother Michael would explain the games, racism, the struggle, martyrs who activated the waves in our brains, and at the same time, we laughed at the engagements, thoughts, and body arrangements, adolescents' age, kicking that shit to make change. The good times. The good times when our brother James Jr. sparked the mind, enlightening and reminded thousands of young artists to heal our community with genius and creativity. Sitting on the top of thousands of young minds. Paintbrush, pens, and pencils alike, masterpiece mindset, shit jumping off pages, paper to mic. Those good times. Man, come on, the good times. When James Evans Sr., the epitome of Black household leadership, there was no middle ground. We all appreciated or underappreciated it, but respected his strong, powerful lion mentality. His speciality, captain of the ship. Iron fist, fuck with them Evans. I mean, like, try it once. Stupidity doesn't last. James Sr. didn't play about that sign. Chances are he would whoop that ass. The good times, y'all, the good times. The most important ingredients, whom without the chicken soup for the soul could not reach, said so. The orchestrator of the household, Florida Evans, is why J.J.'s paint so easily draws the novel, while Michael's, sorry, y'all, hold on 1 second. All right, sorry about that. So while Michael's wit fertilizes with the perfect love to grow and prosper in relation. And the source that fuels every inch, championship DNA that flows through the marrow of each bone in James Sr. The good times, y'all. No, I really think back, think black, the good times, the times that our sister would epitomize the diamond that grows from being compressed, that strong black motherfucker. Don't you dare get smacked if you add that cream, that afro, that silhouette of that queen that I says have embodied the plight of my brother Michael's fight and placed it inside of her, used it, my brother JJ's pen to camouflage it, securing it from the enemy who wants to rob me of it. See my power to protect. The lion is what's behest by the great temple. One can be provided with the gifts from all around, no force allowed, both mental and physical reputation of undisputed strength, such a connection to leadership. Qualities that we as men, much like white races do with America, we as men foolishly believe every trait that has defined our staple can only be exclusive to our genomic label. But wait, there's a difference. And that just happens to be the only female, the conductor, only daughter to the mother who marked her with sustenance and the capacity to flawlessly balance the medley of attributions. The one who before issues with arithmetic already has solutions was Thelma. Oh, come on now, y'all. Thelma was the shit. Thelma is a high school age black girl who's queen, the man that we think of too often as back talk or grown ass attitude, little fast ass actions learned from little fast ass friends. But if we notice, we can't for shit whip, punish, take away, admonish, or do nothing to take that smart grown ass mouth from their lips. This is the traces of black moms whose bus routes and walks to work and grocery stores covered enough steps to combine for every step that covered the bridge on that historic day in Selma. This is what is embodied in Selma, and that's why I got stuck.
Whoa. That's that pee. Yo. Bro.
You ain't stuck. Bro. Somebody interrupted you while you was writing. Because, man.
Yo. Did he say this was unfinished?
He did.
Yep.
You know what? Man, Jesus. Because, I mean, how many hours did he put in to write that, what you got so far? Is this a piece you kept going back and forth to?
So most of it, I'm going to say about 75% of it came out at once. And then I went back because my objective was to try to define all of the elements that made up that person that I described earlier before. So I wanted to use something that we could all relate to, like the good times, right? And I wanted to describe how all of those different attributes is embodied in the only girl in that family, right? And then I wanted to put more emphasis on her. So when I finished off with Thelma, I wanted to say more about Thelma, but I ended up saying more about the family than I did about Thelma. So that's why I kind of got stuck right there.
Yeah, man. I'm going to go in. Look. This type of piece right here, man, you put a lot in what you already have. That's why I said, how long did it take you to write this? The way, and why I say that is that, okay, the creativity, first of all, how to keep it locked on that one narrative, like you was just saying, you wanted to keep it about Thelma. The way you kept hitting us. I look at the rhyming scheme. It took time for that. The metaphors, the metaphoric layers that you were using in there. Your cadence and the spit pattern, man, the rhythm of it all was like crazy as hell. I love the rhyming scheme of the good times. It was like, man, being told that by somebody sitting right before me, man, you remember that? The good times, bro, the good times.
Right.
And Thelma was the shit. Thelma was the shit, and I liked how you gave us those characters as ideas and references. JJ, the way he was, JJ, his paintings and things like that. His little brother Michael, his little smart mouth. I like when you said, "Think back, come on, think back, think black, come on, yo man, poetic." I dropped my mic.
Thank you. I appreciate that, man.
Like I said, man, you didn't get stuck. Somebody interrupted your train of thought while you was writing. Bro, you was definitely going it in. I was just waiting for you to get to the rest of the family. That's probably where you need to go next because you talked about Michael, Thelma. Go ahead. Talk about Penny, man. Come on. You got to talk about Penny. Man, listen. So many directions that you could go with this piece to finish it. I mean, it sounded like it's a lot there, bro. But this was phenomenal, bro. Good to hear your pen, bro. For real.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that love, bro. Thank you, man.
You're welcome. La Perla Negra.
All right. You know what? I ain't going to pick with you tonight because me being a sister myself and dealing with some of those struggles, I really, really appreciate this piece because not only is it nostalgia for us as young black people, it's an uplift and a tribute to the sisters, not just Penny and Thelma, but Wilona, and I mean every woman in there. And it showed them in their natural, beautiful state. And it, no matter what they went through, they still held themselves together. I mean, this piece was really, really beautiful. And I agree with Poetic. You know, and somebody just interrupted you. Because when Pharrell was asking you, was this a continued piece or I forget everything he said, but in my mind right away before you said, I said, this was already on his mind before he even put pen and paper. It had to been because
it was.
Most black men that I know already contemplate and think about the sisters and this mindset. So this was beautiful. I really, really liked this piece. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Just Jay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Aziz, I done heard you do pieces like this before, not like this right here, but when you go ahead and take something, you keep opening it up and opening it up and opening it up and opening it up. You use the theme of good times as this vehicle. And you were talking about different things to make a family unit strong. When you had got to James, I didn't really realize what you were doing until you were almost done with James, but you had talked about a strong father that was willing to fight. And you also talked about how Florida helped to stabilize JJ so that he was able to go ahead and do his art. This was shocking to me. I don't know if I'm pulling this out correctly, but it almost seemed like that you said that Michael's strength came from James. And that was a new twist that, like, knocked me back, that all that militant horror stuff was actually his daddy. It just was packaged up different inside of Michael. Thelma, I wanted to hear more about Thelma. You kind of went surface on her. I think you should have went ahead and there was some things that Thelma did that made all that work up in there. I would go ahead and pull something out of there. But at the same time, you got to go ahead and acknowledge her beauty. Actually, she was more beautiful to me as I became an adult than when I was a kid.
Ooh, my God.
But, I would open it up. And then you have.
I mean, she's still beautiful. She's in her 60s.
She's
still bad.
Yeah.
Right. After that, you had talked about power. Mm-hmm. And you also had went down into the DNA. And then you had went to arithmetic. Right. Man, you was really doing this. I would go ahead and go through this. I see your hip-hop background to slick break a story down. It's in here.
Yeah, man.
Man, listen, you have to inbox me because you just, that's exactly what I thought was missing more about Thelma. That's why I said I got stuck and I need a little bit more help because Thelma was supposed to round out everything, right? Because that's what it was dedicated to. It's dedicated to that, the evolvement. Because remember, you know, when the show first started, Thelma was wearing a ponytail, hair pulled all to the back or whatever, or Florida.
Right, then I said she was getting Jane Fonda blowout.
Came with the afro, right? So you saw the evolvement, right? So that's what I want to do more of that with it. So that's why I was asking. Like, I definitely need help. So I'm definitely open for suggestions on that.
Right. You know what? Her and JJ had the strongest relationship in there. I would even go ahead and tie some of one of those anecdotal things in there to go ahead and bind them two together.
Okay. Okay. I love that.
Work it, man. You know what I'm saying? Just get nuts with it.
Wait a minute. Let me cut in. JJ and who? Wait a minute. Who had the strongest relationship, you say?
JJ and Thelma, the way they were going ahead and be slugfesting each other and the rest of that, that was solid all day.
Yeah, I agree. I just wanted to make sure.
But yeah, I have to go.
Yeah,
back
but
to
that, that was because they never really got into it. She was always had JJ back, even though every time he seen it, he was on top of her. Or she was
yeah,
on him.
It was about Kathy. Yeah, it was just, yeah, it was that big big brother, little sister Kathy. That's all it was about. And I,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have,
sharpening
I
them claws with
age,
each other.
So I remember that. Yeah, so. Yeah, man, but I'm not. I don't want to hold up the line. I've been talking a whole lot or whatever, man. I really listen, man. Y'all feedback is more than y'all know, man. So I really appreciate the love and everything, man.
Thank you for that piece, man. You know what? You made me think, man, and I wrote it down. And I wrote it down.
Okay.
My question is to. I don't know who I want to phrase my question to, but I wrote down the miles that our Black mothers have walked for us. Can you imagine the miles they put in our behalf as Black mothers? The pain, the struggles, no matter how heavy anything was, whether it was problems, whether it was shopping bags, whether it was this or that, the miles that our mothers put in.
Yeah.
And I think about that, man. I would have to go someplace real deep inside me to pin that, to ink that, man. And I got that from
right.
that.
Yeah, that's why.
From that piece,
like, we, have you ever thought about that? Like my mother was one of, you know, I got a good trip. I'm 11 to 12. So my mother was one of the mothers, right? So that's why I said in that last line, like, our moms, if you really think about it, has walked through that, through you growing up. The line goes between work, grocery store, and home. Our mothers walk enough steps to cover each step of each person who crossed the bridge in Selma, basically, is what I say. I'm paraphrasing, but.
Bro, you going to stop playing, bro. You're messing with my brain right now. That's too much to think about. I'm telling you. For me to ponder the miles that she walked, I don't think I've walked enough to equal anywhere close to the miles my mother walked, man. And I saw her face the whole time you were saying that. My mom's still getting down. She's still walking miles.
Right.
So thank you, bro. You done brought some stuff up in here. Thank you, bro.
Oh, my pleasure, man. My pleasure. Appreciate that, man. I definitely appreciate that acknowledgement, bro.
Thank you. All right. So we're going to take you back there, bro. If you're able to stick around and do some creative writing with us, hey, feel free, man.
Absolutely.
If you're not able to, we understand. But we're about to go into picking up our pen in a little bit, okay?
Absolutely, my brother. Absolutely.
All right. So I'm going to sit you back on the we didn't name our chair tonight, so, man, you got a name you want to give to our chair?
Oh, wow. Hot seat. Call it the hot seat.
The hot seat. All right. We go to the chair. The hot seat. The hot seat. We're going to sit you back here on the hot seat. Keep it warm, bro. Keep it warm. That didn't sound right. That didn't sound right. But you know what I'm saying.
All right, God.
Yeah, great boy, but you need to give him another shot at that chair.
Yeah, that didn't sound right. That ain't sound right saying it to another man. I don't understand. But he named it shit. What the hell? You know what I mean? Hey, that was very therapeutic, though. Yeah, yo, that was very therapeutic. Something went wrong in my mind as I said that shit. But right after this, y'all, we're going to come back and we're going to pick up our pen. So get your creative pieces together, which I mean, they hold a place in your head and the cranium. You don't need nothing but that. And we'll be right back after this.
Don't wanna be juvenile and naive. Don't wanna be foolish now. In my sleep, I dream about faraway places underneath your kiss. The point I'm making is, I hope I'm not in this miles.
Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Zone is VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Thursday night's The Get Down, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is a return of Renaissance Poetry with your hosts, Keith Eric, Kimrella Renee, and Trisha Stanberry. And then Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do Date Night Differently, Kissing Part 2. Sunday night, y'all, is going to be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Alonzo. And then next Monday night, y'all, we got King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. For real. Back to you.
Thanks, Van. All right. Right now we're going to go to our other brother, the one and only Just Jay, for some upcoming announcements. Just Jay, what you got going on, my brother?
Man, the biggest thing I have going on right now over there at Small House of Poetry on Clubhouse, it's for real, the Douglas. I don't know, I've been practicing it, and I can't do it. Yeah, this guy, this dude right here, he's going to be coming over there for an interview. I just did it. That's the best it's going to get. I'll be beating a dead horse.
Alrighty,
but yeah, for real, be swinging through there.
When is that happening, bro?
That's going to be on the 23rd. That's going to be on the Sunday. That's going to be 6 Central, 7 Eastern. We're going to get for real over there, and we're going to peel back the layers on for real, our favorite personality here. We're going to go back as far as for real allows to go ahead and go back, and the poetry will be secondary. We didn't found that once we take the attention off of the poetry and actually really truly put it on the artist, that the poetry is something that when it comes in, it says it's at the right time. I'm really looking forward to this for real. You've been a great inspiration to the poetry community. The things that you have been doing throughout the years, you know, it's been resonating. You've been showing people different ways to go ahead and do things, the way that you're not afraid to express yourself. Hugely in your poems, you know what I'm saying? You take it to stratospheres and move around. We want to go ahead and honor you on that day, brother. We appreciate you.
Hey,
It's well appreciated, my brother. Thank you so much, man. And you're doing a great job over there at Clubhouse, man. For those who are listening, check him out. Check him out, especially on Sundays. Every Sunday, he's got things going on, but Sundays, check him out, y'all. So, Miss Pearly, are you okay over there?
I'm good. I'm good. I had to get some water to start bringing me down a little bit, but I'm good.
Yeah. You got to thin that Dakar out, baby love. Hey, y'all. It's time. Guess what time it is? You know what? I think Van's supposed to have written a song for this time of the night.
Oh.
We sang it one time before, but we messed it up the second time.
Man, we going to mess it up this time for sure since we ain't sung it in a minute, bro.
Yes, we are. That's why I'm not going to sing it. Because I don't even know what we're going to have to get Jess J to do that, write that up. And you know what? I missed y'all playing y'all instruments earlier in the program. Jess J, you know, everybody has a... I'm just thinking about it now. You know, I'm like Miss Pearly, the litness had taken over me a little bit. I'm coming down off the litness. The station manager, I forgot the boy's name. I'm getting old, y'all. Shit.
The one that comes from Baltimore.
The brother Van. I don't even know what I was talking about anymore.
You sure that's my name?
It's like one of the movies where the person sure. shoot all around you, you moving your silhouette sitting there.
You sure? That's me, bro.
Hey, bro, do you have any idea why I brought your name up anyway?
No, you done bounced all over it so much. No, I have no idea.
He is dead ass.
Yo, I forgot what it was about anyway. So, what were we doing? What are we doing up in here? Okay, we're about to go into picking up a pen. Somebody help me.
Yes, let's pick up a pen.
Pick up the pen.
Yes, yes.
Pick up the
Y'all
pen.
Y'all supposed to be singing some song, but let's pick up a pen.
They do old songs, don't they? Yeah.
I forgot the poem. Anyway, that's it. Pick up the pen.
You'll
do that.
Yeah.
Fucking pick up the pen. Shit. Okay, that's it. Oh, now I remember. Van used to play the keys. That's where I was going. Miss Pearly is on guitar, and recently she's been on the lip machine. I'm vocals. And so you're going to have to pick up an instrument, bro. We get back with you later on. All right, Jess J. Now, I'm glad I finished that,
yes,
man, because that was troubling my mind. All right, y'all. This is what we're going to do. Shit. Don't start, man. Let's end it. All right. For real. I have to end that, man, because I'm trying to hold
on. Go ahead, fire me, bro.
No, it's not about firing you. I'm
coming back tomorrow.
I'm not trying to fire you, bro. I need your black ass, especially because I'm out of
it. I need somebody
to run this ship. Yes.
Hey, I'm Diet Butterscotch, okay? Butterscotch. All right.
You're Diet Butterscotch.
Yeah, I'm diabetic. I'm Diet Butterscotch.
Oh, I was getting ready to say, man, that kind of made me nervous. That was like almost what I said to IVs, you know, keep it warm. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the fuck? That's that kind of off feeling that I got from you just then. I love you too, man. Okay, whatever. All right, let's move on. I told you all to before the flirting begins. All right, so, yo, please, we're picking up our pen, bro, okay? All right. If you can, Danielle, if you can give us a drum roll on your lips.
A drum roll on my lips?
Yeah, play the lip machine. Lip machine us in. I didn't know you was actually going to do it. Okay. Yeah. Pick up the pen. I like that, Danielle. That's what we're going to stick with. Okay. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, what I want y'all to do is to have something to write with. I'm going to go through some phrases right now, and I'm going to give you some phrases, and I'll give you a genre. I know you didn't heard enough. Thanks for putting up with our shenanigans over here. All right? I think I'm going to give y'all, y'all want to warm up one? Y'all want one to warm up with first?
No,
nothing too crazy.
Oh, damn, I was going to go with something crazy. All right, we can't do that one.
Not too all crazy. Right.
Oh, that was kind of too crazy, I think. Let me read it to myself. I'll save that one for a little later, maybe. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, let's do this. Ooh. All right, we're going to do this. We're going to do a heartache piece, okay? We're going to do a heartache piece. I'm trying to find a song. And these are the phrases. These are the phrases. There are three phrases. The first phrase is, your love got me. Oh, let me, your love got me.
So, Will, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh.
My son bought me some chicken wings in here.
Mm-hmm.
The second phrase is, pull a chair up.
Oh, these are juicy.
Pull a chair up. I'm sorry, y'all. Forgive me.
Yeah, huh?
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, all right, my hubs.
Oh, damn. Here we go. All right. Name calling.
Starts from the top
the
down.
Third
starts
phrase,
from the top down.
The third phrase is, touch someone else. And if you're listening by way of onlinery, you want to call in. You have 2 minutes to get up in here or you won't be able to continue to listen in. That call-in number is, Danielle, give them that number.
The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And press 1.
I like that. That was very sensual. So these are the phrases. Your love got me. The second phrase is pull up. No, excuse me. Pull a chair up. The third phrase is touch someone else.
How many times do you want us to use them in a sentence? A minute and a piece?
Yeah.
Really
just
bad.
Once.
Just once. All right.
Just a minute. Damn, this is Van's fault. Well, I found it. Pick up your pens.
Turn out the way we planned it, but it was getting there. Tried so hard to make believe in the best intentions of hidden honesty. Ever pause to think how good it'd be if we were free. I'm glad I've seen you, if only for a minute. sometimes I sure do miss you. You're like a piece of sunshine to my eyes, stepping past the clouds. Been really wanting to kiss you and breathe you in and out of me with each and every sigh. Tried so hard to make believe that love was the only weapon, weapon we would need. Ever pause to think how cool we'd be if only we were free. Bye-bye, angel. I'm glad I've seen you. If only for a minute. Bye-bye, angel. Never forget me. And never lose your feelings. Bye-bye, angel. I'm glad I've seen you. If only for a minute. Bye-bye, angel. Never forget me and never lose your feelings. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.
I needed two more minutes. All right. Put them pins down. Put them pins down. No cheating. No. And you know what, man? This is your fault. I forgot to bring the people in that we were going to participate. Damn. Now you're fired.
Too bad. I'm going to be here tomorrow. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you might have to do, I think you might have to do your show more often because the rustiness is really showing, bro.
Whew. Oh, here we go. Is there a deduction for throwing under the bus? Where's Jess J at? Jess J, he's cheating. He's writing. I can tell.
No, I left. See? I'm back now.
Jess,
hey.
I caught you. Uh-huh. All right. Okay, here we go. We're going to start down here. Oh, first, let me unopen the mics. Lady A.
Yes.
Are you with us? Did you write a piece?
I did.
Okay. We didn't bring you in because it was Van's fault. Okay. Let's bring in the next caller.
Okay.
Gina Storm. Gina.
I wrote a piece. I wrote a piece.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, my God. We didn't bring you in because Danielle forgot to tell me. All right. Who else is here? 405.
Tila Chow.
Hey T, how you doing? Ooh, and you know what,
well,
T? Did you just raise your hand or did I miss over you?
I raised it earlier, then I had to switch devices and then come back to, that was my fault. So, yeah, I did raise my hand,
okay.
But it allowed me to get work done. No, you're fine. So, and I was able to write a little bit tonight. So how about that? I'm participating.
Okay, well, that's as long as that happened, I'm glad, because I didn't want to believe that I had missed over you, love. Okay?
Nice.
All right, so you're going to pick up your pen. You have picked up your pen. Divine inspiration.
Pen's been picked up and
worked
on here.
All right. Well, I'm gonna leave you unmuted right now, okay? Vance says I'm a little rusty right now. I am a little bit, but shit, you're supposed to get rusty when you're on retirement. Okay. Go to the next caller.
Blah 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 blah.
Divine inspirations. What's going on, Paul?
What's going on,
Paul? Did you pick up your pen, Paul?
I've been listening, but I was busy doing stuff. But I had to participate in this part.
Okay, so you didn't pick up your pen? I'm trying to understand.
No, I did.
Oh, you did? Okay, thank
yeah.
you, Paul. Thank you. Okay, hold tight. We didn't bring you in because J-Rob forgot to let me know. All right, bam. All right, I think I threw everybody under the bus.
I see.
You know, I got three co-hosts and none of them giving me, you know, no, I get no help from none of these sons of bitches, okay? All right, so. you know I'm getting old. So, okay. We're going to start at the bottom, y'all. We're going to start at the bottom. Jay, would you stop writing? I know you're finishing your piece up, bro. I can tell.
Which one? Which Jay are you talking about?
We got more than one? No, I think you're the only
Jay. I'm just
Jay
trying to see.
Jay.
Oh, man, yeah. No, I ain't cheating then. No.
That was a distraction for him because he's still writing.
Okay.
That's what that was.
He was still writing. I could tell because he ain't satisfied with what he wrote. All right, so we're going to go with No, actually not. No, I got you. Right now, since we got you, Just Jay, since we got you, the mic is yours.
I see that coming. That's 34.
I didn't. I just thought about it.
All right, cool. Somebody mic open. Your love got me taking long walks, sharing love phone talks, braving hawks, got me braving at all costs. Pull up a chair, let's work out some plans here, so we can see clear by candles. We flicker in the walls of this love, ever overlapping like shadows. It would be my death if he touched someone else. Poem.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let's hear something from the peanut gallery. Miss Pearlie.
Oh, nice. I like the phrases that you gave us because, and I do heartbreak. You know I do heartbreak. It came out nice. Yes, forgive me. I'm still a little on. I was drinking water, but it don't seem to be helping. But that was a nice piece, Jay. Nice flow.
Hey, thank you, then. Appreciate it. And that sounded sober, too. So you almost said.
It sounded almost
over. Yo, Gina Storm.
Haters.
What do you think of that piece?
I thought that he came up with something that was actually, you know, physical. It didn't seem like it was complete and utter madness. It flowed well, considering the phrases. I don't think I ever heard him do a love sorrow piece. So, yeah, that was awesome, considering the fact that, it came from yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, my. Jade in the background.
Thank you.
All right, that was good.
The backhand was like, it was like Woody Woodpecker. He'd be on your head. Do, 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 do.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that. She owed you that one. Poetic.
Hey, man, this was nice, man. I felt this heartbreaking, especially when he got that last line, touching someone else. Hey, I felt that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Any man's favorite line right there. Oh, don't touch nobody. Oh, don't touch nobody.
Ooh, don't do it. Just love.
That was dope. That was dope. Okay, I'm going to say, man, I like the way it started out. I like the tone in your voice, the way you was delivering it. It was like, it was serene. I'll use that word right now. It was serene. I like what you did with it. I like how you started off. I like how you started it off. All right, bro?
I think I was touching it too much in the beginning, and then once it started flowing, I could hear it kick in there.
Give me your first two lines. Give me your first two lines.
All right. It was, your love got me taking long walks, sharing love phone talks, braving hawks.
I liked it that.
You got me braving it at all costs.
Come on now. I liked it that. I liked it that, man. And for you to have enough thought to ink that with the music playing and all that, that was good. That was good. All right,
the music
has
secured it.
Jay.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, the music helped you?
Yeah, the music helped out a whole lot with this piece right here.
Okay, okay. I should have played the happy song. All right, we're going to go to the next writer. Let me put her name up here. I thought I did. Oh, yeah. Okay. T, you're up next, baby.
See.
The mic. Zadie, T, the mic is yours.
Hey, big head, homie, ace. I'm pulling up a chair. There's been a few things I wanted to talk to you and say to you for a while. First, my heart lost its natural rhythm since you came into my life. There's been an unshakable smile radiating from my soul since we met. Your love got me backstroking in waves of your vibes, but you kissed me and messed me up. Now, I can't imagine wanting to touch someone else after experiencing you. And I'm taking my socks off. That's where I'm at.
Oh, that hurt me right there when you stopped. Ooh, let me let somebody, poetic. That was dope.
Thank you.
If I could just get off mute. Yeah. The hey, big headline messed you up when he kissed you. Now you can't imagine touching someone else. Men also love to hear those lines come from women's lips, especially when y'all walked away from us. But this was good right here. This was good. I love to hear the finished piece.
Yeah, I'll keep working on it.
For real.
All righty. Let me see. Miss Pearly.
I want to hear the finished piece, too. But I like it because I can relate. I'm not so candid with the, you know, the sarcasm, but I like it. That hey, big head, the terms of endearment. When I'm heartbroken, I don't use all those terms, but I do. I like that piece. I really do.
And one more, Lady A.
I thought it was really good, too. I really enjoyed the how you placed yourself in that spot of requesting the chair be pulled up and telling that person that how much you love them. But I loved how you finished it, that you'd never be able to touch anybody else like you've touched him or he touched you. I thought that was excellent.
Thank you. Now, was that supposed to be a genre? Is it supposed to be about heartbreak? Because I didn't catch that part.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's supposed to be about heartbreak?
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah, I kind of messed that up then. I didn't hear that part, so.
But it
the
was
way I brought it in was kind of sort of like, no, it was kind of sort of like, you know, you having, well, me having a male best friend and stuff like that, and we've been cool and tight and stuff like that, just being friends, and then, you know, that kiss kind of switched everything around.
Well, you know
not
what?
Not to finish it off with his heartbreak.
But
you
kind of
made it feel that way.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's what I got from it. Give us the first four lines.
Well, I'm going to skip the "Hey, Big Head" because that's not where you know went. So I said, "Pull up a
plus
chair."
That was part of another plus, that was part of another prompt of mine. Go ahead, babe.
Okay. Pull up a chair. There's been a few things I've been wanting to say for a while. My heart lost its natural rhythm since you came into my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I can get that from that.
Yeah.
I can get that from that thing.
Where you possibly had a crush on somebody and stuff like that, and then you try to maintain the friendship, but you still feeling that person. So, yeah, maybe the heartbreak can be the fact that you haven't been able to be honest with this person until this moment, and what if he turns you down? What if she turns you down? You know?
Right.
So, yeah, I can flip that.
Right, because the heartbreak itself doesn't have to be because of what that person have done. You could be heartbroken because of your thoughts and what you a missed chance, sort of be.
Right, what you didn't do.
Exactly.
At love, yeah, because you didn't, yeah, you know. And you can still feel heartbroken and still have the relationship, the friendship, but inside, internally, within yourself, you heartbroken because you may feel a little bit more than friends or wanted to try to be a little bit more with that person, but you made a decision
mm-hmm.
to keep it as friends, but inside, you're aching a little bit, you know? Or if anybody's
right.
up in here.
Like,
go ahead.
Like, have you ever had a friend where you were, you know, you was feeling them like that, but you saw them dating somebody else? You're like, damn it, shit, I should have said something before, but that person slipped in.
That's what I'm talking about. You didn't open your mouth to let a person know you were feeling them a certain way, and later on it still troubles you that you never spoke. And occasions, there's been a time when I actually spoke to somebody years later, and they said, why you ain't never say nothing? They said, why
Who wants to hear that?
Right. What you mean,
you know what
why ain't say nothing?
Yeah.
Right, because he wants to touch me. But the real thing is.
Yeah. That
you just
right
open your mouth.
Jay, what happened?
Closed mouth don't get fed. All right, y'all. We're going to move up.
Right.
And that was dope, sis. That was dope. We feel it. We're going to move up to divine inspirations.
Okay. All right. Pull up a chair and bend over. Show me that source of all heat, that place I used to love to plow and eat. Your love got me from the very start until I realized your love didn't come from your heart. So after I wax your tantalizing behind one last time, touch someone else because I'm out. This will be the very last time. This, baby girl, will be the end of the line. The last time I bless you with the attention I paid to your satisfaction, your true colors have been exposed, and heartache has replaced my initial attraction. Boom.
Pastor Frankie?
What
the hell was wrong?
Over one last time. Well, you said one last time.
One more
what the hell? What this is? He said, pull up a chair. Wait a minute. Pull a chair up and bend over. You know what I'm saying?
This is a couple's advice, is it, Paul?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And I was just, oh, Lord. I don't have a dissertation for that. Poetic.
I think we need to make sure the Inspiration Factory is on in full fashion because Pastor Stinky is cutting up over here, y'all. One last time.
One last time. Lady A, what did you think of the pastor's piece?
Well, I liked it because you were angry in it, and your words displayed that, but you were very disciplined not to go berserk over it. But you still said some stuff that was quite powerful, but you did it in a dignified way, shall I say.
Thank you.
I thought it was great. You're welcome. One last time.
Yeah. Yeah, one last time. Oh, y'all funny. Y'all funny. All right, let's go on down to thank you, Pastor Slinky. All righty. That was
my
Pastor
pleasure.
Slinky, y'all. Pastor Slinky. Gina. Did we do Gina already?
Nope.
I wasn't
Gina,
ready.
Oh, she was cheating. I can tell she was still writing. I can tell, y'all. Did y'all feel that too?
Hey, well, she just woke up. No, that's the wrong move.
Pastor Slinky. No, Pastor Slinky woke me up. I'm up.
Okay, either she was still writing or she was sleeping. All right, well, Gina, the mic is yours.
Oh, crap. Let me go to it. That's what I hate about this. I got to – oh, never mind. I at least let him put it away. Here we go. I'm mad as the Hatter in Wonderland, wishing that I never met you, man. Faking sense into myself and my damn head. Your love got me nauseous. And it's me I blame. I pull up a chair and have a seat. Take off your socks and wash them spanking feet. You need to hear me. I lost my mind, clearly. Trying to wipe the bum off of you with spit on my thumb. Touch someone else. Now I got to keep my love to myself. In peace.
Ooh, I would deduct points from you from cheating because that was too smooth. Poetic.
Yeah, that was definitely smooth. But, you know, this like freestyling. It's like freestyling with the words, you know. Just give me the phrase and
yeah.
Let me go in. That's what she did.
So that's kind
that's
of cheating.
Did,
that's
know?
What I did.
I think that's what
uh-huh.
She's a cheater because she freestyles.
I wasn't cheating. I just have a different skill set.
Yeah,
ooh,
your skill
like
set.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
ooh.
That was nice, right? She that was kind of nice. We're gonna let you go with that because you use just look. You're gonna have to turn your superpowers off. You got to turn your superpowers
oh,
off. Let's get
I'm
a critique
let me
from
go back
your.
On mute.
Yeah, let's get no. Wait for your code.
The
wait
role
for your,
is to pick
your,
up your pen.
That's right. Pick up your pen. We're going to have a critique from your partner in crime. Jess J, where you at?
Oh, God, no.
She said, you said, Gina, you there? She like, I'm like, that's the wrong move. You was not sleeping. You was not sleeping. Okay.
Shut up.
The poem was very nice. It was polished. I forgot about what the poem was about now.
Damn.
Oh, man. I enjoyed it.
You were asleep, Jay. Jay, you were
asleep.
He was asleep. Oh, my God. He was asleep.
It's going to come back to me the minute y'all leave for me, I swear.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, man. That's cool. We're going to move on to the next caller. Writer. Which is Lady A. The mic is yours.
All righty. He came in swaggering. Can I pull up a chair? She tried to smile, but the pain was on top of her skin. Your love got me, she said. Liar. It was all lies, and I believed. And you broke me. Don't pull that chair over. We are over. My wounds are healing and I'm worth more. Turn around and walk. Go touch someone else. And peace.
Oh, my. That was cool. We're going to go to Miss Pearlie.
That's right. So walk on, keep on. You can just go. I like that. That was all right.
Thank
when you,
you
set up, you had enough. That, I mean, it is what it is. It rocks. I liked it. a lot.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
We're going to go to T. Lachelle.
These boots are made for walking. And that's just, she sounded angry. That what didn't sound like heartbreak. That sounded like pure, unadulterated anger. And you're like,
yeah.
Fuck it. Get the fuck out. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's after the heartbreak.
Like,
over there. Tired
of you. Yeah, you're
yeah,
like, I'm tired of your sick. Get out.
I would, yeah. I would say heartbreak does that. Who did not touch upon? Poetic.
Man, Lady A, that was a little, you know, painful. Short, right to the punch, like throat punch, gut punch. Just give them every punch.
Yeah.
But it was brilliantly written. Great job.
Thanks.
All right. Okay. I'm going to go to the next person who I think has been cheating all this time since everybody else was spitting their pieces. They're still writing. And that is Miss Pearlie.
You know what? I'm in here trying to get comfortable. I ain't rich.
You
what? I'm just going
to you
ain't rich?
All right.
You say, did
what
you say
rich?
You ain't rich?
I ain't rich.
She ain't got her glasses.
Yeah.
That's classic.
Yeah. She might not be able
to
read what she wrote.
All right. Y'all ready?
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Your love got me in a tailspin, said you chosen to touch someone else. So pull up a chair, because I've got the saddest story ever told. I don't even know where or if I went wrong, or was it you saw something different in me to deter your desire? I thought I was enough, regardless. Something has my heart still chained to you, because your pull away is ripping it apart with each step towards them you take. I really hate that I give a fuck. And I damn sure don't want thoughts of you swirling around in my head. My love hasn't even started to fade, because I still love you strong. But I won't beg. What's that piece?
Oh, go get Miss Pearlie. Go ahead, Miss Pearl.
That's nice.
Yes, Jay.
I like the progression of it. You know, you were putting on some good solid fronts as far as relationships go, but at the same time, you know, you were still had the subject in the poem going in for the tropes. You know what I mean? The reason why gals always fall in and this, that, and the other. I enjoyed this a lot. I like the pace of it. The way it moved, the way it progressed. This is nice right here. I had started taking notes when I was listening to it, but then I had stopped because I was missing the actual poem itself. This is really nice. I'd like to hear it again.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Poetic.
Yeah. I'm agreeing with Jess Jay, the progression of it. It was really nice, well written for the phrases, and yeah, she this is her wheelhouse. She liked these kind of pieces, so good job, Pearlie. Good job.
Thank you.
So, are you saying she's cheated? Are you saying she cheated because it's her wheelhouse? She had her superpowers on.
She had her superpowers on, definitely. I'm not saying she's cheated, but she definitely had the superpowers on. She looked at her pen, and she said, "Wonder Twins, bait."
Activate. Turn them off. All right. Yeah, it was smooth. It was well written and read well. She's going someplace on us, Van. This picking up her pen is, I'm going to have to start increasing the challenges now that I see what's going on. Everybody want to come in here with their superpowers activated, and I got something for y'all. If ever I do this show again... Okay.
This is not, bro. This ain't the R&B. This ain't the R&B studio. We ain't practicing.
Y'all gonna stop tricking me into doing this show. All right, we're gonna keep it moving to the next caller who was cheating the whole time.
Did you just say? Not I was cheating the whole time, bro. couple
How
things.
Much of the
couple,
time were you cheating? How much
hold
of the
on,
time
hold
were
on.
You cheating?
Give us the percentage.
Oh, never. 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 You know why? You know why? Because you gave me good phrases and you want me to talk about heartache? Oh, that's definitely in my wheelhouse.
Okay.
Bro.
I want to hear one of those hype pieces. Anyway, I was going to go someplace. But I'll just say it real quick. I remember the first one that you wrote over in here. It caught everybody off surprise. Back then, you could hardly get a curse word out your mouth back then, and you
what?
Let loose on that one particular program. I remember. I'll
oh,
never forget
I did.
It.
You remember that? Yeah.
I think you were here yesterday. I think you were
Oof.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bam was cussing. I forgot the phrase
yeah,
I gave
I was,
you, but
I was angry. It flipped the switch and caused a trigger, bro.
Yeah. If you ever find that piece, let us know, man. If you ever find that piece, let us know. But the mic is yours.
Appreciate it. Baby, your love got me so confused. I had to pull up a chair and sit after I've been used by a woman who just loves to touch someone else. Just not me anymore. Look at my health. My reflection in the mirror doesn't recognize me anymore. And I'm sure that I love you so much to my core. That's why this debate just makes me sore. Because there's no more love radiating through this house. Even the mouse wants to give me his cheese. My heart's begging me, please, don't put us through this again. My emotions checked and said, when? When will you consciously let this woman go expeditiously so we can begin the healing process? Because we've become so useless. This damn heartache hurt so bad that my future just waits. Poem.
Go ahead now. Damn. Go ahead now, boy. There's some cheating going on here tonight. Tonight. T. LaShell.
Okay, I'm here. I would honestly say, like, he said even the rats would give him the cheese.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
I'm like, that's kind of bad. You know, when the rats are sitting there sympathizing with him because, you know, chick is trifling. But, yeah, great piece. Enjoyed it.
Thank you.
All right. Just Jay.
I like the imagery that was going on in here. You said she loves to be touched by someone else. Oh. That's heartbreak already. Because when that's going on, ain't nothing you can do about that. That's something internal.
Right.
I don't like that. I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
No, you're killing me.
Yeah.
So the imagery was strong on that one, young man. Also, you said your empty bed makes you sore. Oh, man.
Damn.
Yeah, bro.
Damn. Damn, that's kind of hard.
That's hard as
that's
hell.
Hard. Empty bed makes me sore. Oh my God.
That's a prompt and a half. All by itself, it's a whole poem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro.
Alrighty then. Lady A.
Hey, may I make a comment on his, please?
Yes.
I just want to say one thing, Dan, is that, and I like this about your poetry, is that you allow yourself to be vulnerable. You allow yourself to show yourself your true self, that you're hurt and the pain that you've gone through in relationships especially. And you're not afraid to show that vulnerability. And I think that's very manly of you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lady A.
Oh, my.
Appreciate that.
Okay. Compliments. That's a deduction of 2 points. All right. So I forgot to add that.
I wonder how long you can let that go on.
Yeah, that's almost like as worse as colluding. Colluding. Who's next? Is anyone next?
You.
Okay, that's it. Oh, that's me. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm a
little
bit
you, bro.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to go in. Okay, here we go. Can someone say the mic is yours?
The mic
is yours.
Lonely road. Lonely road. Lonely nights. Lonely for those left broken hearted. Discarded. Played a fool, honey boo. Your love got me scratching. Itching nerves bad. Got me flinching. My skin done broke out in hives. Bitch, bye bitch. Your love has made me want to pull up a chair and tie a noose to the ceiling. Hang myself from it and cut off the shit that I was feeling. Yes, your love is loveless, has that kiss of death, blacker than a black widow at best. You make me want to touch someone else. Your love makes me want to pull up a chair and hang my goddamn self. In peace.
Wow. Well, damn.
Oh, you got to finish that tonight.
Yeah,
you must finish that tonight.
Finish that piece.
No.
Self-delusion.
Let me tell you something. This heartbreak thing, and I got to reiterate on poetic piece, so, you know, it gets you to the point where it's beyond just the breaking. It's breaking you completely down. And the anger that you express in that piece, for real, damn, make you want to hang yourself. I don't know about if I ever felt that strongly. I know it made me want to hang him, but not myself. But, damn, that okay. But like I said, I wanted to reiterate on Poetic's piece about, you know, understand that part where you said the mouse wanted to give you a piece of their cheese or the rat. That to me, that said, you know, you lost your appetite. You couldn't eat. And I understand that because I've been through that too. Y'all, all these pieces are amazing. But damn, for real, we going to have to talk, love.
Hey, for real?
I feel much better. Yes, sir, I feel much better now.
Okay.
I like the backdrop of the noose. The back, because you came to it one time and you said it with a bunch of heat and gusto. And then you came back to it again. And then I realized it was a prompt to show just how dire it felt. And then you had the horse come in with it too, man. That was not just, it was grandiosity. You liable to hit the ceiling, your head explode.
Damn, there was a horse there? I forgot. I don't even know about the horse part, but yeah. Are you just throwing that in there to throw me off? I'll say something about a horse in there.
I think there was a horse in there.
Look,
you said something about hanging yourself and you want to hang tied to the horse's saddle or something like that. And if not, man, I'm going crazy. Y'all need to call 911.
You done lost your rabbit ass mind because you done heard all kinds of stuff that ain't there tonight.
There was a horse there, though. All right, so we're going to go to the next phrase, y'all. Yeah, it was a horse there. You
damn,
missed
you done, yeah.
Okay.
Y'all going to stop. I was going to call a rule, but I can't think of one right now. Y'all got me coming down off my litmus. Okay. Broken dreams, kicked in the doors. Okay, I'm reading the phrases to myself, if y'all don't mind. Shadows. Here goes one, y'all. Here we go. Let's do some romance.
Ooh.
No, that doesn't sound romantic.
Nice.
Well, I don't know. I want to give y'all some ugly phrases and see if y'all can make it romantic.
Hello.
You really want to play this game with me?
Who said that?
He said lipstick on a pig.
Was that Jesse or Van?
That was Van.
Go ahead, say it. Okay.
That was me. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid.
Okay, listen. Phrase number one is.
I'm afraid.
Invisible. Invisible melodies.
You done messed up already.
Echoes of despair.
Is this the second phrase or this part of the first phrase?
Yes, the second phrase. Angry Shadows. Oh, shit. You know what? Damn. That's not what I wanted to do. Okay. All right. We'll do it. Did I give y'all the last one?
Angry Shadows.
Yeah.
Echoes of despair. Invisible melodies.
Invisible melodies. Echoes of despair. Angry Shadows.
And it's love, ain't it?
Yes, love or romance.
Hey, do these have to be in order or can they be in any order? Just asking for those in the back.
I'm gonna let y'all mix them up however you want to.
One more time because I lost number two.
Echoes of despair. Pick up your pens.
Darling, I find myself
Y'all gonna stop playing with me. Okay. This round, we're just gonna go and spit our piece and only one dissertation. All right, we're gonna stop at the top with Poetic. The mic is yours.
Thank you, bro. There were angry shadows, whispering echoes of despair with great bellows, with invisible melodies, love lyrics, and I was waiting to vocally make it epic. She was sitting in the front row, looking so beautiful, I should know. I asked her to dance. And her smile had me in a trance. Her head on my chest, listening to her heartbeat under her breasts, made me realize that love and romance, for me, deserves a second chance. My mixed emotions met with real dispositions about how much I was falling for her, and I just met her. My love language was on display, and she passed the test this day. And I'm still in love with she, even though she just met me. I love, love, poem.
Yo, I'll give the dissertation. Yo, man, that was dope, bro. That was long, too, man. I think you cheated somehow.
I type fast,
bro. Made you write
you're supposed to use the phrases twice, bro.
You're supposed to use the phrases twice. In peace. All right, we're going to move that to the next person. That was dope, though, bro. Seriously.
Thank you, bro.
Fucking cheated. All right, we're going to move down to the next person. Which is Miss Curly, cheetah man.
My heart sees invisible melodies, never echoes of despair. Among angry shadows, there's a love story attached to every letter, forming every word scribed from the poetry in me. Some may see it as a love affair with poetry's affliction, but it will always be the love affair of a lifetime for me. Peace.
Oh. Oh, Ben, give it to her.
Yo, you cheated. You talking about me? You cheated. That was cheating. That was cheating. Great piece, Don, yo. I loved it.
I felt it, too.
Thanks.
I felt it, too.
Thanks.
All right. Jess J. Jess J.
Can y'all hear him?
No.
From the matrix.
All right. My bad. All right. I'm ready now. Oh, how lovely when we crack the bubbly, get under the snuggies, me, you, and the juggies. Like we just met. Making echoes of despair in the rickety chair, going fast, but we ain't going nowhere. Invisible melodies of me and my lady. When we make enchanted love, love looks like angry shadows on the wall. Poem.
Okay. Oh, that was sassy, bro. That was sassy. I love that,
thanks,
man.
Bro.
Sassiness. Okay. Go ahead with your sappy ass. All right, cool. We're going to go to Lady A.
I'm sorry, did you call my name?
Yes, Lady A. You're up.
Okay, I'm up. All right. Invisible melodies of what was once our music, slow dancing in the emptiness, memories, reverie. Each invisible note creates echoes of despair. Bittersweet music burns deep. Now we are but angry shadows, unable to go back. Purity of our love spoiled. Love's memories recoiled. And peace.
Okay, Lady A, Tila Shell, give it to her.
I love it. It was actually really sappy and romantic, and I loved it.
Thank you.
Thank you. All righty then. Gina Storm.
Okay. My heart is full. My smile bright. I love you always, not just tonight. The time is right. My body sways to invisible melodies. Your heartbeat plays for me. Whenever we part, echoes of despair plague me constantly until we reunite. Now the angry shadows linger, jealous of us. In peace.
Oh, God. I never saw so much cheating in this building before, ever, before. If I ever do this show again,
they're taking advantage of you for
your
real.
Asses. I made it too easy, bro. I made it too easy. Y'all cheating up in this motherfucker. All right, we're going to keep it moving. I ain't even going to say no dissertation. That was dope. All right, Lady T, the mic is yours.
As the rain pops and frosts up on my skin, you stand near. The skies are pouring their echoes of despair, angry shadows waltzing among the clouds. In the interim, you kiss the mist from my flesh as we stand along the coast on this rainy eve. We danced and swayed to invisible melodies and thunderclaps as its baseline. In peace.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to talk to y'all behind the scenes. That was dope, sis. That was dope. There's a lot of something going on. I don't know who wrote that for you up in here, Van. Y'all passing notes behind the thing. Okay. Who's next? Damn, I think it's me. Okay. All right. I cheated. Van wrote this for me. Touched me. You've touched me, moving something magically inside of me. Angry shadows are no longer there. Love fills hallways to rooms everywhere. You lit it. Your love light, it shines and you're gifted. And you bring me there. Invisible melodies reach out to me. Kisses me, kisses me, kissing me, freeing me from the... And then I took my socks off. And that's that piece.
Dang.
Cheated. Cheater! I said I cheated.
That piece was definitely
sucking
sap.
Oh, shit. What'd he say? Well, thank you, Gina.
He admitted to cheat. Huh? He admitted.
I did. I said Van wrote that for me. I said... Y'all can't call cheating on me if I call it on myself. That's I should deduct points from y'all folks for calling cheating. That's a deduction. Hey, listen, y'all. You know what? I can't let y'all write. I can't let y'all use the phrases just one time. I realize that. Y'all above that type stuff. Van, I'm sorry I didn't listen to you, bro. Your piece was the number one piece up in here. You go on the top of the cheaters list for real this week.
Check this out now. I want you to pay attention. You paying attention? You gave the phrases, started the song, and then you ended the song and you went to me first. How I had time to cheat, bro? I'm curious. I'm just curious.
Because you write fast like that. You type fast. I remember you said that.
Yes, I do type fast.
I asked you to turn your superpowers off. Turn your superpowers off when you get up in here. Frankly, I think that Tila Shell wrote that for you.
She might have.
I'm seeing activity going on in the inboxes popping. Hey, look, I want to say this. There was some, you know, we keep saying that we're going to start this thing earlier and earlier. And because of Van and Miss Pearly and Jared, we never get to do it, okay? But I had a great time tonight with y'all, and I love getting into this writing, y'all. And when is y'all going to really get it started earlier? This is y'all's fault. This is y'all's fault.
How's it our fault? You the host of the show. We go as you go.
You were old the talking
because
tonight.
I'm old. I'm old. And y'all supposed talking. To be there to back me up. Y'all my background singers, and if I can't get on the stage with my background singers, to back me up.
Listen, you know what you did tonight?
What?
It's David Ruffin. I'm David Ruffin. It's David Ruffin in the Temptation. That's what you did tonight.
Eddie Kane.
Tonight?
I was about to say Eddie Kane.
Ruffin.
Y'all calling me David Ruffin, but where was the Temptations at to back me up? For the Larry, for real, whoever y'all want to address me as, you're supposed to do this at this time and that at that time. I got four co-hosts, or three of y'all, so many, I can't remember. You know, somebody help me out. Y'all taking me, y'all making me dust the dirt off from retirement.
What you say? 2 more weeks? 2 more weeks?
Bro.
That's what he did tonight. He made it on him come back again and again.
I think the rest of this, bro, needs to be dusted off. I really do. You done gotten comfortable. You done got comfortable.
You know what?
Yeah, he dated Russell for real. I agree.
Y'all let me finish that.
What if we go ahead and polish up one of these forms and we'll bring that back for the intro to the next show?
I like that idea. I think y'all want to do that? Oh, no, that's the way y'all tricked me into doing it. Oh, I see what you did there.
Oh, my goodness.
I see what you did there.
Good job, y'all, JJ. Good job.
All right, listen. I don't know what the hell y'all going to do. But, okay, Van, schedule one more. It's going to be one and final because I can't let y'all just walk away writing pieces, full pieces that sound good. I need y'all to fuck up and write pieces that don't sound too good. That let me know my phrases was hot and powerful. I ask that you don't bring your superpowers in here. Freestylers, artists, quick writers. What's the other one?
Which one is to do
Yes
Slow
Jay
Down?
And Miss Pearly. Who did what?
You got a better chance at taking us out of our element, sir. Give us crazy phrases and then say something like, write a sci-fi piece. Talk about Star Wars.
Well, that's what I'm going to get
you
back
to.
Because
it's
going to
be on Halloween anyway, right?
Right.
It's going to be on Halloween. Might as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
It is going to be on Halloween.
Okay.
You are absolutely correct.
Okay, I got something for that ass.
Three Saturday
Look. Don't have us having zombies make love to each other. Don't do it, bro. It'll happen.
You've helped quite enough, man. You helped quite enough.
I'm ready.
Paul, we had a love once upon a time that was atoned to love. You fit me and I for you as I perfect Michael Jackson's glove. While Paul wrote some kind of crazy shit, echoes of despair were defeated by the depths of our love we shared. A more perfect and complete love could never, ever be found anywhere. When you look into my eyes with that look that reveals how true your love is for me, ever negativity, everything and anything that could be wrong was dispelled, beaten, and rebuked by what we in love, share, and angry shadows of less than true love were dispelled by you loving me and me loving you so perfectly well. Pastor Slinky. All right, y'all. One love, y'all. Thank y'all for being here. We are the overtime. See y'all.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.